This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a post-State of the Union address edition of What's on Your Mind. Today, our intention is to put the you in State of the Union. You as in you, tell us what's on your mind.
That's
about.
Clever.
Don't you like that? Yeah. And if you would be so kind, we got hundreds of comments on social media, but we love just talking to you, right? So, yes, you can text. Yes, you can put them on social media. Yes, you can email them in. But the preferred method is just for us to hear in your own words, maybe a particular highlight, something you were waiting to hear and heard it, something you liked, something you didn't like, something you thought was not so good. I'm going to start, I don't normally do this, but I want to start with a rather long clip from last night. I thought it was the best of the night. I really did. There were a lot of highlights, and we're going to play some of them today on the program, but I want you to listen to this and tell me what you would disagree with in here, what you think would be a bad idea, which would be, something maybe that the president is misplaced on. I didn't find anything. I loved every second of it. But listen to this, and let's talk about it, okay, on the State of the Union address. Kelly Armstrong is going to be here, by the way, today, North Dakota's congressman, for his take on what he heard last night. First chance to be in the chamber and soak it all in, so we'll talk with him a little bit about that. And then also we have a fact checker from the Thomas Rowe Institute for Economic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation to just look into the numbers. One of the things the president did last night was talk about, you know, things that other people don't talk about in the media. They don't talk about the economy. So, you know, what the fundamentals of the economy, where are we at? So we're going to talk with him about that coming up on the program. But listen closely to this. See if you can find one thing you think is a bad idea, wrong, disagree with, and otherwise just give me your impressions on this part of last night's State of the Union address.
When American soldiers set out beneath the dark skies over the English Channel in the early hours of D-Day, 1944, they were just young men of 18 and 19, hurtling on fragile landing craft toward the most momentous battle in the history of war. They did not know if they would survive the hour. They did not know if they would grow old. But they knew that America had to prevail. Their cause was this nation and generations yet unborn. Why did they do it? They did it for America. They did it for us. Everything that has come since our triumph over communism, our giant leaps of science and discovery, our unrivaled progress towards equality and justice, all of it is possible thanks to the blood and tears and courage and vision of the Americans who came before. Think of this Capitol. Think of this very chamber where lawmakers before you voted to end slavery, to build the railroads and the highways, and defeat fascism, to secure civil rights, and to face down evil empires. Here tonight, we have legislators from across this magnificent republic. You have come from the rocky shores of Maine and the volcanic peaks of Hawaii, from the snowy woods of Wisconsin and the red deserts of Arizona, from the green farms of Kentucky and the golden beaches of California. Together we represent the most extraordinary nation in all of history. What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? I ask the men and women of this Congress, look at the opportunities before us. Our most thrilling achievements are still ahead. Our most exciting journeys still await. Our biggest victories are still to come. We have not yet begun to dream. We must choose whether we are defined by our differences or whether we dare to transcend them. We must choose whether we squander our great inheritance or whether we proudly declare that we are Americans. We do the incredible. We defy the impossible. We conquer the unknown. This is the time to reignite the American imagination. This is the time to search for the tallest summit and set our sights on the brightest star. This is the time to rekindle the bonds of love and loyalty and memory that link us together as citizens, as neighbors, as patriots. This is our future, our fate, and our choice to make. I am asking you to choose greatness. No matter the trials we face, no matter the challenges to come, we must go forward together. We must keep America first in our hearts. We must keep freedom alive in our souls. And we must always keep faith in America's destiny. That one nation, under God, must be the hope and the promise and the light and the glory among all the nations of the world. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
How in the world could you not possibly agree with that? I mean, if you listen to that, can we choose greatness? Can we think about what's been done here? Building railroads, ending slavery, defeating fascism, securing civil rights. You know, the pettiness of that body, the Congress of the United States, is pretty extraordinary. And the president did a fabulous job of being presidential in saying, let's be better than this. Not saying I'm really good at this and you're really bad. He's just saying, let's do this together. Let's better. Let's choose greatness. I mean, if you can look at what was done before here, from here, and not, I really loved every bit of that. What's there to disagree in any of that? You tell me. 2-9. What's the number again, Tom? 258-0550. 701-258-0550. I'm like, where'd 2-9 come from? 800-228-0550. We're studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Texter says, my thoughts about our president, very honest, kind-hearted, felt full of hope after his speech. There was nothing he said you could criticize him for. Whoa. You must not have gotten the memo. You must not have gotten the memo because he said this and the Democrats didn't like it. They did not like this. I don't know why. But
here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
Born free and will stay free. I think that's good, right? Keep it up. Yep. Who Who can disagree with that? A lot of people in white outfits. They're not chanting USA. They're sitting on their hands.
Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
Close up to Bernie Sanders at that point.
Oh, my gosh. Was that not beautiful?
Yeah. I was going to say.
Bernie Sanders, of course. I'm sure
he and AOC were probably both pretty comatose at that point.
This is where I think the president was absolutely brilliant last night on a couple of fronts. That and some others we'll talk about. But basically, if you can't agree that we'll never be a socialist country, there's zero hope you're ever going to answer his earlier call to say, let's shoot for greatness. Let's do what they've done before, from build railroads to send people to the moon to end slavery. You're in a different universe than the vast majority of the American public. And therein lies a big problem for the president and his agenda. Wade in Montana, you're first to go when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to health care or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
MBI Energy is all about great careers. North Dakota Energy Jobs, from a company that is a gold standard. Voted best place to work in the oil patch. Recipient of the Berkeley Oil and Gas Safety Excellence Award. They have their own safety campus. So if you're going to drive a truck for MBI, you get in a truck and you go on the campus, the closed campus, but to all the different, you know, stages, depending on what you're doing, what kind of truck you're running. It's pretty amazing. really is, because safety is their top priority. And they have a lot of great posts open right now. Truck drivers, Class A, CDL, diesel mechanics, waste management, water transfer, well intervention, many of those, Watford City-based, but Kildare, Belfield, Ross, a lot of locations. MBIEnergyServices.com to find out more. MBIEnergyServices.com or call them at 844. Call them right now. Set up an appointment. You will not regret it. 844-MBI-JOBS. We're putting the U in the State of the Union. Tell us what you thought last night. Wade in Montana, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on how interesting it was that in the Democrats' rebuttal, one of the negative indicators of how bad the economy was that truckers were buying their own rigs. I thought that was interesting that starting your own business is a negative sign for the economy now.
And where did you see this?
Wasn't it in Stacey Abrams' rebuttal?
You know, I didn't hear that part. Honestly, I watched about a minute.
I caught that.
Did you?
Yeah.
He's right.
So that, kind of grasping at straws.
I know. It's like, what? Why is that something negative?
Yeah, well.
I'm thankful to have an economy where one could do that. I think it would be terrible if one were unable to do that.
But yeah, generally people aren't trying to start their own businesses when the economy's terrible, are they?
Exactly. Well, wait a minute now. You got to remember, if that's coming from a socialist perspective, then that probably is bad.
I guess,
you know,
so, yeah.
Those rebuttals, I almost feel sorry for the people that have to do them.
They got nothing.
Yeah, it's and she started with just sort of boilerplate, you know, stuff rather than specifically responding to the president. So that's why she lost me. That I just, you know, I didn't.
Well, it was hard to get through the first part of it.
Yeah, I gotta find that line though. We'll find that and play that. But good catch. You're absolutely right. I mean, my gosh. Okay, I start my own business, which obviously if you're buying a rig, that's a business and a risky one, right? You're taking all that on yourself. That's a bad thing.
Well, and why are people going to be buying trucks if they hadn't got anything to haul, if there's no economic activity?
See, I mean, I love it when Democrats accidentally tell us what they really believe. And that's a good example of accidentally telling us what they really believe. And that is that they would just soon have you, Wade, be dependent on them. You know, and you don't want to go buy a rig and, you know, risk things and just, you know, just be dependent on them, you know, cradle to grave. They'll take care of everything. Good catch. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yep. 800-228-0550
for you to tell us what you think of last night's State of the Union address. Here's some more of your comments by text. It was a great patriotic speech. I cheered and at times wiped away tears. I pray we can unite for American greatness as a free nation. Is that possible? I mean, first of all, again, this is almost just like I feel dumb even saying it, but should it not be a basic, simple goal of anyone that is elected in the United States Congress to want American greatness, to want America to be great, to do great? I would hope so. I don't know how many people in that chamber want that. I think they want their utopian view sort of goes back to Stacey Abrams saying, how horrible is this? People actually having to buy their own rigs. Yeah, they're starting a job. They're starting a company. Growing.
I'm thankful for a society, for an economic condition where you can do that. Isn't that a great choice to be able to make?
But I don't know. I really, when I see people that can't stand for America will never be a socialist country. Poor Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, guy's all alone for half the night, standing up by himself, only Democrat. But you know, why is he a Democrat? First of all, this is my point. I don't know where are the rational, reasonable Democrats who can say, look, I'm not going to agree with
you. Don't want my punchline to that one.
Well, I don't.
No longer alive. Okay, that's where they are.
Well, I mean, my gosh, this is what it becomes. So then, how do you do this? I mean, to this emailer's texter's point. I pray we can unite for American greatness as a free nation. I mean, how? How does that happen? I want it to happen, too. And I thought there was a lot of greatness in what the president said last night. But if he doesn't have some people in those room agreeing, okay, Not going to like everything, but I'm going to pick some things I do, and let's strive for greatness. How do you get it done? How do you get it done? Here's another highlight for me last night from the speech. The president talked about family leave. This is pretty much a Democratic platform, but politically probably smart for Republicans to find some way towards family leave. Need to see the details of this and know exactly what he's proposing. But immediately on the heels of family leave, talking about, you know, newborn babies and mothers being able to stay home with newborn babies, he talks about another concern right after this. Now, mind you, they're standing, they're applauding, they're going crazy about family leave. On this, not so much. What did he say?
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth to defend the dignity of every person. I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb.
The cheers you're hearing are not from Democrats. The cheers you're hearing are from Republicans. Democrats sat again on their hands, stone-faced, over that. And I thought that was sheer brilliance on the part of the president. Sheer brilliance. Family leave. Mom holding baby. Able to stay home longer. Bond with the baby. As beautiful as that is, this is horrible. How can this happen? How can one of those be, you know, the mom and the baby is something they're celebrating, but the mom losing the baby or choosing to abort the baby within days of the birth is a bad thing? I don't get it. Larry in Williston, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just spoke with somebody there.
You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Stacey Abrams' answer back. She said that when she grew up, her family only had one car. Well, I hate to remind her, but most families only did have one car back then. And then she said when her mom, the librarian, needed it, her dad had to walk back and forth or hitchhike to work. 30 miles, she said. I can't imagine walking to work 30 miles each way.
Yeah, or hitchhiking. Yeah, might be a little bit of a stretch there, you're saying, Larry. Interesting take. Good catch. Thanks. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in his State of the Union address last night, making news when he makes an announcement about a second summit with North Korea's leader.
Much work remains to be done, but my relationship with Kim Jong-un is a good one. Chairman Kim and I will meet again on February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
The president also saying he wants to put an end to, quote, foolish wars and what he called ridiculous partisan investigations. And in the Democratic response, failed gubernatorial candidate from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, said,
even as I am very disappointed by the president's approach to our problems, I still don't want him to fail. But we need him to tell the truth.
A CNN poll says 6 of 10 viewers had a very positive reaction to the president's address. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hang on.
You know, I got to tell you, the president really hit one out of the park last night. And the reaction from the Democrats, why should you be surprised? None of us should be surprised. This is what they want. They want a socialist America. They want a communist country. That's what they want. And their reaction to the president's address last night, it was atypical of what they believe they want for this country, because they think that they're smarter than the rest of us. But I think the president did the right thing, and I thought that his State of the Union address was tremendous. This guy really, really hit the nail on the head as far as I'm concerned. Have a good day out there, and like the man said, God bless America.
God bless America is right. Here is the president from last night as he opened things up.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States.
I think that might have been the longest applause line of the night. Just the thank you to the First Lady, the hat tip there, rather traditional, but that's how it all started. We're going to chat with Congressman Kelly Armstrong about his take on it in moments. First, I want to tell you about the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. We talk about safety minutes a lot here on the program, different things that they're doing. And they have a series of CPR, AED, and first aid adult classes that are coming up. Fargo, February 13th. Minot, February 15th. Bismarck, February 19th. Williston, the 21st. These courses are also held statewide, so if those days don't work, go to www.ndsc.org to see a full schedule. And check those out. Have you ever thought about what you would do if your coworker or loved one collapsed? Would you know what to do? If you're not confident, you'd know how to react. Get the CPR course through the North Dakota Safety Council. It's important. And also, WSI is doing a Claims 101 webinar. The Safety Training Spotlight tells us that February 21 through 24, there's training and education for a STEP grant for the North Dakota Firefighters Association State Fire School. Find out more about that at ndfa.net or, of course, workforcesafety.com. There you go, your safety minute, brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and workforce safety and insurance on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here for his reaction to last night. So, first of all, before we get into the details of what the president said, just sort of give me a little bit of what was going through your head. First time as a member of Congress, first time to be at a State of the Union address. What did it feel like?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty surreal experience. You know, every day when I walk from the office over to the Capitol, I don't take the tunnels. I walk up the Capitol steps because I always want to remind myself what we're doing, why we're here, and that we are in the center of democracy in the free world. And I think that was on full display last night. And it was an inspirational speech. It was an emotional speech. And I think most importantly, the president hit the absolute right tone with the guests he chose to recognize. And the simple fact of the matter is the strength of America is in its people and not in its government. And I think that message was delivered loud and clear.
How do you know where you're going to sit?
There's different people do it differently. You know, some go really early to get down the center aisle, but it's still Congress. We do a good job of accommodating our friends in the Senate. I particularly am not really interested in prime seating. I think it's a lot like any other really good venue. There's not a bad seat in the House. So it's just kind of every day when we go into Congress, there is not assigned seating. And it's the same thing for the State of the Union.
So are you noticing that, your side of the aisle is standing and the other is not for much of the speech? I mean, is that pretty obvious in the middle of it?
Oh, absolutely. And you can tell. Just from everything. I mean, and, you know, that's not a new phenomenon. It's gone on in all recent memory for State of the Unions. But, I mean, it does call attention to the hyper-partisan times we're living in.
So I found myself saying, number one, great speech. And if you actually listen to the words, soak it all in, it's you know, almost a foreign idea to me that somebody would not say, hey, you know, I'm for that. We'll never be a socialist country. You bet. Right. I mean, let's choose greatness. Yeah, you bet. Look what was done in this chamber before us, slavery, everything else. Look what the soldiers on Normandy did. And did they die so that we would just, you know, squabble all the time? Let's choose greatness. Let's do big things. Is that possible with the group of people in that room, especially on the other side of the aisle, who just, I think, hate this president more than they love America? Do you think that what he's asking for in choosing greatness and doing big things and working together is possible?
I absolutely do. And to be honest, Scott, I think we have done some of that in the last 2 years, and this president doesn't get enough credit for it. And I'll give you something that I worked on very carefully in the North Dakota legislature, that they've done a great job at the federal level. When government works well, it's strict, its laws are enforced, but it also shows compassion and the ability for redemption. And if you look at the two nonviolent drug offenders that he recognized last night, combine that with a speech talking about making sure we strictly enforce rules on narcotic traffickers and putting the people who are dealing these deadly drugs in prison, and then recognizing it. Great civil servant that works for ICE in his role of making sure those drugs don't come across the border. I think that's a perfect example of something big and bold that hasn't been done in a generation, that got done at the end of last Congress. And we don't talk about those things enough. And I think a lot of it is because the hatred for this president outweighs the reality that we have already accomplished some very, very large pieces of legislation that should be celebrated. And we don't do that enough.
That is so true. He did a good job, I thought, too, of just going through some of those achievements last night, whether they're heard or listened to or whatever. I don't know. Daniel, does Stacy have a question or a comment here? Stacy and Bismarck? First of all, okay, all right. We had Stacy and Bismarck waiting to weigh in here, we are helping her off the air, so we'll continue to do that. Anybody else that has a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says, Trump hit it out of the ballpark. What was the sense that you, your colleagues, those you were sitting around, had overall on his performance, or sort of meeting the objectives of a State of the Union speech? Was it out of the park?
I think it was out of the park, and I think you're seeing it even from national media outlets that aren't necessarily always friendly to this president. CBS has a poll out where 7 in 10 Americans, I think it's 7 in 10, were viewed very favorably the speech. And, you know, the one thing we have the one thing this president has is a bully pulpit. He chose last night to talk about greatness and walked us through the history of this country and also gave us a path forward. And particularly, I think one of the things that I appreciated about the speech is he didn't shy away from the places where we have huge philosophical divides. And in typical President Trump fashion, he addressed them head on. He addressed them bluntly, and he did it with his own style, which is definitely unique. But also at the same time, he gave a path forward in divided government on other areas where we should be able to work with each other and should get government back on track. That's what the people in North Dakota want. That's what the people in the country want. And I think he delivered that message very, very well last night.
Emailer says, just watching those anti-American Democrats in the direction they are going is scary. My main problem is if they don't like this country, leave. Go to a country that is socialist and stay there. How is it possible they are even in our government and getting away with being anti-American in the first place? They were elected by the people to do their job, not to get in there and do what they want and fill their pockets with their own agendas. How can this be stopped without a major event? Asks the listener.
Well, I think that's it's an important point. And, you know, one of the lessons of history is if we don't study history and if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. And the farther we get away from the Cold War and the farther we get away from different things that truly affected this country and our sense of national pride, a little bit scarier it gets. I saw a poll the other day that said for the first time in, like something like 50 years, more Democrats viewed socialism more favorably than capitalism. And that's a scary statistic. I mean, in the history of this world, socialism has never truly worked. And we cannot go down that path or we'll be doomed to repeat failures that many other governments and many other civilizations have lived through in the past.
Craig has a question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Good morning. I wonder if you couldn't look into something. There's a pool camera. There's somebody that decides what camera's going to show the nation, who's stalling, who's not doing what. My question is there all those cameras, are they taped somewhere where we can access? Because there's some Democrats that want to be my next president. Now, there's some key points I know they were sitting on their hands, and I want to see their faces on edit points that I didn't get to see. Can you check on that?
Yeah, I can tell you there were two roving cameras that were working in the room, and there were so many different cameras from different outlets. I'm not entirely sure, in all honesty, who is determined to have a video camera in the room. But I can guarantee you that there will be people on both sides of the aisle scouring that speech for who sat and who stood when.
And well, I saw
enough of it last night to know, Craig. You know, I mean,
I did, but there's some of the should have been more. But one other question, I just learned something I never knew. When you go to Congress, you pick your own seat that day. Is it like church where you know somebody's always sitting there and you better not sit there? Or how's that work?
There are no assigned seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, with the exception of Don Young, the Dean of the Senate, or Dean of the House from Alaska, has a seat. And it's general knowledge down here that you probably don't want to take Don Young's seat. But other than that, no, it's a free-for-all. You walk in and you sit wherever you want. And it's great because it's particularly great for a guy like me without a delegation. I will just sit down to somebody I haven't had a lot of time to talk with yet. You know, there's time between votes where you can just get to know people on a personal level. It's a fun place to be in. And by the way, that's not just Republicans. I've gone and sat next to Jimmy Panetta from California. I've gone and sat next to Colin Peterson. It's a great opportunity to sit down and talk to other members about, you know, essentially what makes them tick and whether there's something we can work together on.
Interesting. Thank you.
Craig, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. What are you most excited about to go to work on based on what he said last night? Anything that pops out that is roll up your sleeves and let's go?
Well, I'm always excited to continue work on federal or criminal justice reform and addiction reform. I think it's something that we should work on in a divided Congress. You and I talked last week about the oversight hearing on pharmaceutical drug prices. I think there are things we can work on there. And then, I mean, just envision forward. I think it's a fantastic time to be here, and we have an opportunity to prove to people that government can work.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today. A reaction to the State of the Union. More from you as well. We're putting the U in State of the Union today, so let us know what you think. 258-0550. Thanks, Kelly. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott.
More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, my gosh, they've done it again at Pucklich. Wednesday Wheels from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And, of course, they have a location in Valley City, Pucklich, Chevrolet Buick GMC, and then also in Bismarck. But here's today's deal. They always give us a great deal. 2017 Buick Enclave. This thing is looking sharp. It's white. It's that beautiful white. It's just sharp. All right? And this one, a premium all-wheel drive, loaded up, Great fuel economy. It only has 32,000 miles on it. The white, by the way, is called White Frost. The interior is a light titanium. All-wheel drive. Great deal right now on this vehicle. $34,996. But today, for What's On Your Mind listeners only, $34,995. Exactly right. So stop and see him in Valley City. Check that one out. Stop and see him in Bismarck. Check him out online. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, Tom in Fargo, what's on your mind? Take it away.
Last night I thought the speech was fabulous. Just a question for you. I noticed when the cameras were scanning through the gallery that Mitch McConnell was either not clapping or he was sitting on the way. And when President Trump went out, he had his back to McConnell. They didn't even acknowledge each other. And is Mitch McConnell a rhino? Or is there something going on between the two of them?
I don't know if there's anything going on between them. Kevin Cramer has been a Mitch McConnell skeptic over the years. One of the reasons he didn't want to run for the Senate, I don't know if you remember, but he even made, you know, some derogatory comments about why would he want to go there? They don't work, right? I mean, all the stuff we send over from the House, a lot of legislation died in the Senate under Mitch McConnell's watch. And so he was critical. Since he's been there, he said, you know what, I have a new appreciation for what he has to do as the majority leader. And they have these regular luncheons. So I think here's my take on Mitch McConnell. He is such a product of Washington that it's less about when you say, is he a rhino? In other words, does he have a conservative core? I think he's about what he can get done, what's possible. And so while he may be personally for something, while he may believe that his constituents in Kentucky are for something, if it can't pass, if he knows he can't count enough noses to get 60 votes, you know, and the Republicans he can count on and the Democrats make up the difference, then he's not going to be for it. And so I think he gets that rhino label more from that he's just sort of pragmatic about what can pass and what can't versus actually any kind of ideological divide. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I was curious last night to see that he didn't clap or stand, at least when the cameras were on him, and no acknowledgement on Trump's walkout.
Yeah, and I don't know where he was sitting, but, you know, normally there would be an exchange there, I would think. Again, I don't know how Mitch McConnell could listen to that speech last night and not say, fantastic, fabulous, it's great. You know what I mean? I really don't. But I think there's a part of Mitch McConnell that's a product of the swamp. I don't think there's any doubt anybody been there that long is going to be infected in part by the swamp. This is why I sit here and say, I loved what he said. I worry about how in the world is it ever something that we could realistically think will happen. You know, enough rallying around greatness to say, how are they going to judge us? Let's pick some big things. Is it infrastructure? You know, what are we going to do? Fix the healthcare system. Let's go. I don't know if it's possible with that group there. I really don't, unfortunately. Appreciate the call, though. Tom, thank you. And call again, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says his speech must have been spectacular because we only get the local channels, ABC and NBC, and they were all giving it thumbs down. Yeah. Judge the success of the speech based on the accomplishments of the
Should have just turned on the radio and gotten it that way.
Yeah, the accomplishments viewed by certain media. You're right. Texter says, mission accomplished for Trump. Reignite the culture wars, i.e. abortion, socialism, jingoism. You people have fallen right in line. You won't even care if not a mile of beautiful wall is built from sea to shining sea, 30 or 40 feet tall. You people, I think, is anybody that thought the speech was a good one last night. And again, the culture wars is now about socialism. And if you, Texter, cannot acknowledge that it's a bad idea to murder a baby within hours of its birth, or even if you go with the Virginia governor, well, the baby's born, we'll keep it comfortable while the mother decides whether or not to kill it. That's a bad idea. I don't care if you call that a culture war. I don't care if you call that, you put your own label on it. I'm going to just call it wrong. Just flat out wrong. not a culture war. And neither does socialism belong in that. Great speech, says another, used examples of American greatness, great American military heroes. That was really good. The visual of Normandy, very, very good, I thought. Great American children who fight cancer, another great example. Texture says great people who overcame tough times and made great opportunities for themselves and blessed others. True examples of how people make America great. I agree. That was a very good part of the speech. Texture says, Stacey Abrams said what she said, like we're a bunch of idiots. We buy trucks to park at our favorite truck stop, but the reason is because in last, our economy is moving. Our economy is moving. Good stuff. More coming up.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hemmen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info at MineralTracker.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.